Jason Goodman is new to the vape game. When he told us, we thought he was kidding, but he's been vaping. He has 3 vapes now. Told his son, who's in college, home for spring break, that he's vaping. You're like, I need to tell him that I'm vaping. You told him in the...
What an awkward talk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then Landon, my son, confides in me and says, I can't stop.
Yeah.
And he's like, I take it like 85 times a day. I'm like, what? I'm like, yeah, I'm trying to do whatever. I'm like, Landon, what in the hell?
He's like, hold on, Landon.
Yeah, that's how I was.
This is stressing me out. I need a vape.
Yeah.
Your vaping is making me vape.
Exactly. And I just couldn't believe. He's like, he goes, sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and realize, why is the vape laying on my chest? It's subconscious. He's smoking vapes while he's sleeping.
Wow.
Wow.
Vape sleeping.
Yeah, so sleep I'm vaping. Like, I would never get like you do.
You're more of an ad than me.
Now Jason is tallying the number of times he hits it in a day.
I wanted to ask you, be honest.
Yeah.
Landon said 85.
At least.
At least you say?
I don't know, like 65?
That's so different. Honest. Totally less addicted.
I know you're competitive. Yes, you go to either way. You'll be.
When I took out my vape, he's like, ugh, that's like pee vape. Meaning the P word thing.
Mm. Okay.
Your hate son to break called it to you. You a P.
But he says he's going to stop. And he's like, he's doing whatever he can stop. And then I read online that a lot of the vaping is really the younger generation.
Oh,
it's teenagers, high school, up to like 30. Maybe not even. Maybe like 26.
Well,
is the most by far... users.
That's why we say you're having a midlife crisis.
Yeah, because we're shocked because the people I know that are seen vape are young.
Uh-huh.
Like young.
Yeah,
Andrew.
I just happened to.
Andrew. Yeah.
I just tried it though. That's the problem. I just tried it out one day and then I liked it. And plus, it's a lot healthier than cigarettes.
Please do not say that on the airwaves.
Well, I'm not healthy,
for sure.
But. We do not.
Then you'll start smoking like, well, it's healthier than heroin. And then you get to the point where, like, heroin's healthier than Russian roulette.
Uh-huh.
Like, okay, yeah.
Let's not.
That's where we stand. So I'm going to be on Landon to stop vaping because I didn't realize he was doing it that much. I thought maybe he was just doing it when he's, like, in front of his friends, but nope.
No, all the time.
So it's pretty addicting, the nicotine part.
Well, I think that's why they banned the flavors, because they were saying it was geared towards young people.
Yeah, and a lot of those
and then the chemicals on top of it.
Yeah, exactly. The flavors are linked to other chemicals, but yes, it's targeting, because the FDA authorization not only tests what's in it, but also makes it so it's not targeting kids.
Mm.
However, vapes that have flavoring, that have THC in them, no regulation on them so far. You can sell any flavor you want. And then I read about the ones that are flavored that are THC-based are the ones they, by far, have had the most health problems. For some reason, a regular vaping is very, very limited to how many people have actually got injured, popcorn lung, or actually died.
I can't believe popcorn lung.
Especially associated. It's very rare. Look it up. With the flavored one.
I'm not looking that up.
I have good news.
I'm not. Yeah, no.
I have great news.
Oh, tell us.
Yes. Apparently, the FDA authorized one, they say there's really no difference between the menthol or the regular one. So you can still get the menthol. It's just that it goes down.
Good news, everyone.
That news came out and he celebrated like he won the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
right. He celebrated by hitting the vape.
I'm going to menthol. Cheers.
Yeah, some people are like, the good news is the gospel. And he's like, I got good news.
You can have menthol.
Menthol
no
vapes
difference.
Are totally fine. Yeah. I mean,
and,
not totally fine.
And I did hear that the way you hit the vape, you got to be careful because it can cause wrinkles around your lips.
Wow.
So when I do it, I do it like on the side and don't even barely open my lips.
You're such a tool.
Why would I want
so
them?
Lame.
No wonder your son called you a pee.
Yeah, bro, that's lame.
Just slide it over on the side right here.
Yeah. I'm going to vape real quick. Take a poof.
Well, my thing
like
is.
You're a 1920s gangster with a cigar.
Man, yeah, I got over here, see?
My thing
no
is.
No wrinkles for daddy.
His vape is so big that it's like how uncomfortable that would be to carry. It's
Do
so big.
Do not criticize his vape when you just told hundreds of thousands of people the way that you hit yours. From that side.
Your vape's too big. Go ahead, and you got to get a smaller one, see?
See, it's too big. You can't hide it, see?
You're going to break it in your pocket. The juice will spill everywhere. Yeah.
Your pants will be soiled, my friend.
I think the name for mine is a pen vape.
Pen vape. Views has the best market share.
Slim, it's right in your
dickus. You got to say
meh. Oh, I did mention Landon, my son. I said, look, these will help you, and it's the on.
Oh, my God, stop!
Let me pull up this patch.
What?
Man.
No, they say that's the most safe by far, very rare of
guess
any
what's
problem.
Safer than all of that?
None
but
of it.
It helps you quit.
Oh, my God. We need something that plays that, like, this is just Jason's opinion.
It does.
We do not endorse it as a show.
If you stop, you know what they say, honestly, I read all about it. If you're smoking cigarettes...
Extra read all about it.
If you're smoking cigarettes and then you vape, it actually helps you quit cigarettes. Uh-huh. The next step is if you vape, do one of the Zins to help you quit vaping.
You know, I used to take it. I used to take it when I would be vulnerable and I would share my drug stories. You know, yeah. I would. I would just take it. I'm like, I get it. Yeah. Not good. You are openly encouraging your son to use the pouches.
To stop vaping. It's way safer. Way safer. Way, 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 way safer. Uh-huh. It's almost like the nicotine patch. Yeah. Safer.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Tired of inhaling it? Just put it in your lips.
It's easier, see?
Well, much better for you. Yeah. Great. Because that's what's going to happen next.
Yeah, I don't need an LED screen on a vape.
Okay. You're right.
Blue light's bad for your eyes. Mm-hmm.
Unless someone else's LED screen's bigger than it, I got to get one, see?
What's going to happen when your teeth start rotting out from
it
your pouch
say
use?
That. Oh, that?
Mm-hmm.
It says tobacco use would do that, not the pouch. The pouch doesn't have tobacco in it.
Oh,
just have nicotine. So, yeah. Tobacco has a ton of chemicals and can cause mouth cancer. From everything we've read, I've gone to very reputable websites.
They're just too new.
The patch does not include, because it doesn't have, I didn't realize tobacco was so dangerous besides the nicotine. You know what I'm saying? Anything tobacco has, it's unbelievable. Unbelievably dangerous. Because I used to dip in high school. Yeah. I also used to do the leaves, the red man stuff. That was very popular.
Yeah.
I like that better, actually, in Beech Nut, in Copenhagen, and Kodiak, and Skull.
This is where we're going. This is the path we're going down.
Man, that was difficult to quit that for a while, too.
Yeah. Okay. So, how did Landon, but when he saw you did it, was he shocked?
No, I think he just wanted to pull out his vape immediately.
So he had free reign then.
Right. I guess so. But, you know, I've been texting him back and forth different articles about it.
Yeah.
And saying how dangerous it is for younger people.
Can we call him?
Ooh, I don't think so. He's very, very timid.
Really?
Very timid.
Well, I mean, I thought into his own.
He's been
more
outgoing recently.
He does not want me to even say what I'm saying, but he went back to school.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's listening on the app or anything. Oh. He's probably still sleeping and skipping classes.
Oh. Got it.
All right, got you.
This would make for a great sitcom, right?
Yes.
Carol, fed up with her husband vaping, gets her son to try to say, this is the only way your dad's going to see that it's wrong is if he sees you making this mistake.
So right, right.
She plants a vape on Landon. She gets Landon to talk to Jason. Carol leaves thinking she solved the problem. She comes back. Now Landon's addicted to Zen.
Yes. They're all just vaping on the
Jason
couch.
Jason beat the plan.
No.
Yeah, my wife backfired. Is very, very aggravated at it. I came home last night. She, did you vape at all today? I'm like, very, very little.
It's like
and
your mother.
She's just like, I just don't get it. You overdo it. I just did it one night when the girl gave me the thing. You overdo it. It just looks ridiculous.
Is I'm Carol like, surprised you're overdoing it?
I'm like, I can't help it.
Yeah. I'm not addicted. I just love it so much.
On next week's episode of The Goodmans, what narcotic will Jason introduce to his son?